ప్రసాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినే నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే శ్రీ విశేష చిన్నవాదే ప్రస్తుత దేవతారిణే హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపీకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే సప్తకంచాన గౌరాంగిరాధే బృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభాను సుదేవి ప్రణామమే హరి ప్రియే పంచా కల్పతరుభ్యశ పతితనా పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః కృష్ణ ప్రభు నిత్యానందృష్టగదాధర శ్రీవాసవి గౌరవృంద హరి కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరి హరి హరే రామ 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 హరి హరి జై కృష్ణ ప్రభుపాది జై కృష్ణ గౌనికాకి సర్వటేశ్వర స్వామి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ అహింసా సత్యం 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 అక్రోధ త్యాగ శాంతి అపైశునం దయా భూతేషు అలోలుత్వం మాధవం మాధవం అచాపలం అచాపలం సరే ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ So I just read translation. Right, so far. Now, this chapter is very important. This chapter of Bhagavad Gita for the divine and the demoniac natures. So to have some idea what is the result of practicing, let's say, spiritual culture. So it is good to have some knowledge on that. So there are 26 qualities that will manifest in the life of every devotee. When we are practicing this thing called spiritual culture, so Sadhugandhi special qualities that will be loved to the human being. It's not for other forms of life. It's not for the animals, it's not for the birds, but it's only for the human form of life. Therefore, why do we cultivate spiritual knowledge? That is very important to realize. So Krishna says that the same personality of God has said. So the qualities are the Supreme Personality of God has said fearlessness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, charity, self-control, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerity, simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, this is Prabhupada's term, ahimsa, non-violence, satyam is truthfulness, and krodha is free from anger, freedom from anger, and renunciation, this is called jaga, jaga means renunciation, and tranquility, tranquility is shanti, peace. Tranquility is aversion to false findings, this is called Alo Adri, Avaishnam, it is very important, aversion to false finding, and being freedom from false finding. Because false finding is cause of war. Then compassion for all living entities, daya, and freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty, steady determination, vigorous politeness, fortitude, cleanliness, and the freedom from envy, and from the passion for honor. These are transcendental qualities. All son of Bharat, Mr. Ashwin, belong to both men, endowed with the divine nature. So this is the, these are all the 26 qualities of the human form of life that will be developed by practicing the spiritual knowledge or the Simpans.
Traducción. La superior personalidad de Dios es la valentía, la purificación de la existencia propia, el cultivo del conocimiento espiritual, la caridad, el autocontrol, la ejecución de sacrificios, el estudio de los Vedas, la austeridad, la sencillez, la no violencia, la veracidad, el estar libre de ira, la renuncia, la tranquilidad, la aversión a buscar de defectos a los demás, la compasión, el estar libre de codicia, la mansedumbre, la modestia, la firme determinación, el rigor, el perdón, la fortaleza, la limpieza, el estar libre de envidia y de ansia de honor, estas cualidades trascendentales o hijos de Bharata les pertenecen a los hombres piadosos que están dotados de naturaleza divina.
So I use the forum that in Barcelona there was discussed during the Parliament of Religion, so it focused on peace,
En el contexto del foro que ha tenido lugar en Barcelona, hubo una semana dedicada al Parlamento de las Religiones, y en este Parlamento se discutió sobre la paz.
You see the about Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King.
In the case of Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King,
so they became very prominent.
These were two great personalities.
Because everybody was mentioning about their contribution to free from Hinsa means violence.
Ellos dos se volvieron muy famosos porque de alguna forma hablaron de la no violencia.
Okay, in India, the Gandhi's movement, in order to be free from the British, so he started called to say Ahimsa, non-violent movement.
En el caso de Gandhi, él empezó un movimiento para con el fin de liberarse del dominio británico, que es un movimiento de no violencia.
So for this non-violence is actually a really spiritual quality.
Pero esta actitud, esta virtud de la no violencia es una virtud espiritual.
And the non-violence is closely connected with a prudence means freedom from anger.
Y la virtud de la no violencia está íntimamente relacionada con la prudence, que significa la carencia de
freedom from anger. So we just say to you this that this is a very closely connected. But so by this cultivation of spiritual knowledge means within discipline. So spiritual discipline means discipline of diet, the food that we eat, and discipline of association of the Sangha.
Por esto de cultivar la vida espiritual con lo que ello comporta en lo que se refiere a disciplina en la dieta, disciplina en la
ejercicio. And discipline of speech, we speak.
También de la lengua del hablar.
So we cannot speak anything that we want. We have to control our tongue.
No se puede hablar lo que uno quiera, sino que hay que tener un cierto control de la lengua.
We should not speak so that others become angry.
Tampoco podemos hablar de forma que causemos la cólera de los demás.
So, even the truth, it is scripture say, even if you speak the truth, speak in such a way that other persons will not be upset.
Incluso la escritura recomienda que si se habla la verdad, hay que hacerlo de tal forma que la persona a la que nos referimos no se sienta herida.
And the diet also plays a very important role. So this ahimsa or this non-violence and the crudas, freedom from anger, not to be angry.
Estas dos cualidades, tanto la no violencia como el estar libre de ira.
And satyam means straight truth, oneness is very truthful.
Así como satya, la virtud de la veracidad.
One cannot speak something and do something.
No se debe hablar una cosa y hacer otro modo.
What one speaks, one must practice.
Si uno habla, eso tiene que practicar.
So these are, this is called discipline. Discipline means, one should be tapasya means one should be a disciplined person.
Todo esto forma parte de una vida disciplinada, una vida de tapasya, lo sería.
Another way is very closely connected, it's called freedom from fault finding.
Y muy cercana a esta viene la virtud de no encontrar falta de problemas, no criticar.
Oftentimes the anger comes when one feels that, well, I'm the right person, he's the one who is wrong. So generally we try to transfer our mistakes to others.
Con frecuencia la razón de una actitud conflictiva es que uno piensa que tiene razón y creo que está errado.
So this fault finding and mentality is not just spiritual culture.
Esa actitud al intentar buscar siempre el error en los demás no es conductiva a una.
Like in the family, sometimes there may be disagreement between the husband, wife, between the children, and the mother.
Incluso en el caso de la familia, en el caso
contexto de, en el seno de la vida familiar hay también a veces pequeños conflictos entre los esposos, entre padres y entre hermanos.
But when one begins to cultivate religious Vaishnava, spiritual culture,
el momento cuando empieza a cultivar la vida Vaishnava, la cultura cultural de Vaishnava,
the quality of the Vaishnava is such that he or she always feels that everyone has good quality.
La actitud fundamental de un Vaishnava es pensar que ver buenas cualidades en todos los demás.
But he thinks that he does not have good quality.
Pero que se refiere a sí mismo, piensa que él mismo no tiene ninguna, pues, ninguna cualidad.
So he is not interested in finding fault with anybody else.
Y a partir de ese momento no le interesa el encontrar defectos en los demás.
Rather, he begins to appreciate the other person.
Y los demás bien, se tiene siempre una actitud apreciativa hacia los demás.
Because everyone has some good qualities.
Todo el mundo tiene alguna buena virtud.
So Vaishnava will see that only that good quality, that good trait. So he is not interested in, therefore, criticizing anyone.
No interesa lo más mínimo en criticar a los demás.
So this is called the aversion to fault finding or freedom fault finding.
Se llama, se denomina aversión, una cierta repugnancia a encontrar defectos.
So these few qualities are very essential to bring peace.
Estas cualidades que hemos enumerado son básicas a la hora de estar en
peace. To bring peace within oneself.
Encontrar paz en primer lugar en uno mismo.
Within community.
Dentro de una comunidad.
In the family. And among the international relationships.
Incluso a nivel internacional, en
la ultimate world peace.
Y última instancia, la paz mundial.
Because we can speak so much high things about world, how to bring world peace.
Porque podemos tener un discurso elevado sobre cómo traer la paz al mundo.
But if one of us did not cultivate how to have peace within oneself, and it is not possible to speak of things about all things.
Cada uno no se preocupa por cultivar esa actitud de no violencia en su corazón, ¿cómo se puede tener paz en el mundo?
So, therefore, Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada says, here in this chapter, in the last part of Bhagavad Gita, that's called the peace formula.
Nos da lo que llama él la fórmula para la paz.
So, you can open up the on the fifth chapter, last verse, number 529. Oktaram jaita tapasam sarva loka maheswaram suhidam sarva bhutanam jyatva mam shanti rikshuti. So this Prabhupada says, a person in full consciousness of me, he means Krishna here, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all tribes and the demigods, and the benefactor and the well-wisher of all living entities, attaining peace from the pains of material miseries. So Prabhupada says,
Traducción. Una persona que tiene plena conciencia de mí, que me conoce como el beneficiario último de todos los sacrificios y austeridades, como el Señor Supremo de todos los planetas y semidioses, y como el benefactor y bienvenido de toda entidad viviente, se libera de los tormentos, de los sufrimientos materiales y encuentra la paz.
So, Prabhupada says, the greatest formula is simply this. Lord Krishna is the beneficiary in all human activities.
Entonces Prabhupada de forma muy simple dice que la fórmula más fácil de encontrar la paz es considerar a Krishna como el beneficiario último de todos los
sacrificios. Man should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord, because he is the proprietor of all planets and the demigods thereon.
Los hombres deben ofrecerle todo al transcendental del Señor, porque él es el propietario de todos los planetas y de sus respectivos semidioses.
So, in this way, if we cultivate this culture that everything belongs to the Lord, and therefore every intellect
and every ability of each and everyone.
Entonces todo lo que es el cerebro, así como la capacidad, las habilidades que cada uno posea,
should be utilized to glorify the Supreme Lord.
Debe ser puesto al servicio, utilizado para el servicio.
In other words, everything should be done as an offering to glorify the Lord.
Todo debe ser empleado como una ofrenda para alabar al Señor.
So this is called the culture, the cultivation of the spiritual culture.
Esto se le puede denominar una cultura o la práctica de una cultura espiritual.
And by this culture, that is, one will develop all the good qualities.
Y al cultivar, al practicar en práctica esta cultura, uno desarrolla todas las buenas cualidades.
So when one develops all these good qualities, automatically there will be peace in oneself.
Y al desarrollar todas estas buenas cualidades, automáticamente surge paz.
And you become very, very peaceful with yourself.
Y esta misma persona se vuelve muy apacible.
And when you become peace, then you become very happy.
Y con la paz, viene también, conlleva también.
Life is a journey how to attain the ultimate happiness.
La vida no es más que una jornada, un viaje para conseguir la
paz. Ultimate happiness by the cultivation of spiritual knowledge.
La paz solo puede venir a través del cultivo de conocimiento espiritual.
So this cultivation of spiritual knowledge, therefore, is the ultimate perfection of the human form of life. So these are 26 qualities that described by Lord Krishna in the 16th chapter. So all these qualities are developed, then one will be qualified to enter to do the
pure devotional service. Mm.
Pure devotional service, and first of all, we have to recognize that who am I? What is who are we?
Eso implica, en primer lugar, que uno debe reconocer, debe saber quién soy yo, quiénes somos nosotros.
But by this culture, when we become purified and develop all these qualities, then we begin to recognize that by the blessings of the Lord, Lord Krishna, and also by the blessings of the spiritual master, and the fundamental quality of the living being is to recognize that he or she is the eternal servant of the law of
Lord.
So this is a very foundational in living the consciousness. Krishna is the God, and say, we are the eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. So, then when one begins to realize that, then we have to find out how to relate to the Supreme Lord, how to connect with the Supreme Being.
Una vez que uno ha realizado esa verdad primordial, tiene que encontrar después cómo relacionarse, cómo llegar a.
So in our Vaishnava theology, this is called sambandha, sambandha jan. Sambandha means relation, connection. How to connect with the Supreme Lord.
En nuestra filosofía Vaishnava se denomina sambandha. Sambandha quiere decir conexión.
And so this is a very, very important to begin spiritual life.
Para
without this knowledge, then we will not be able to continue long. So the sambandhagyan means that we have to realize that we are always dependent of the mercy of the Lord. That when we do not cultivate, you know, this our spiritual, let's say, principle, then when we call, there is another element of the Lord called the external energy called Maya. while the Maya, the external energy of the Lord, has become prominent, then there is a tendency to be dominated by a conception called Ahankar.
Ahankar means false conception of reality.
So therefore, it is very important that we have to be free from this Ahankar.
Por esa razón tenemos que liberarnos primero de ese concepto de Ahankara, de falso ego.
So once we are free from this false ego, then generally we will be slowly acquiring all the spiritual qualities.
Una vez que uno se ha liberado de ese error fundamental de identificarse con su propio ego, uno está capacitado para avanzar progresivamente hacia.
So this freeing from false ego will be done by always chanting. This is called Yuga Dharma. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
La forma más fácil de liberarse de esta falsa concepción, de esta identificación con el falso ego, es precisamente cantar este mantra.
So, therefore, this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is called Yuga Dharma. This is called Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga means the age of science and technology, the age of
machines.
Because today people are very fond of fighting each other. For a small little thing, they fight either shoot guns or throw some bomb or something. So Kali Yuga, this anger becomes very prominent easily for small little things. So anyway, this is the age, since we are all born here, we have to go with this. We should not complain for any bomb explosion, but rather we should say, oh, this is Kali Yuga, let me
see.
That those who are serious about spiritual life, and say, in the middle of all this explosion, the Lord continues chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sean serios en la determinada sucesión espiritual, incluso cuando hay bombas que están explotando, no paran de cantar.
So in this way, everyone will, this is the only way that people will give up this bombing mentality. And so they will be influenced by the blessings of the Lord. So therefore, in the middle of this Kali Yuga, at least even a small group of people are chanting this Mahamantra and also requesting others to chant, then slowly the entire planet will be So therefore, this world peace in this scientific age of the Kali Yuga, to get really world peace is not going to be very easy, but at least devotees who are serving the Supreme Law, they will all get well
prepared.
So I will call this Krishna consciousness that was very simple, and just by developing some very little discipline.
This movement is a grand simplicity.
The discipline of the mind. So how to discipline the mind? Discipline the mind means, well, you have to engage the mind in the service of the Lord. And the discipline of the words. Words means, we should not use words, we should make others angry.
En el lenguaje que la palabra que dice que no debe usar palabras que sean hirientes.
In other words, we should control our words.
Tenemos siempre que controlar nuestras palabras.
That's why if you don't, it is better not to say. If you become angry, just remain quiet.
Es mejor cuando uno va a proferir palabras que van a hacer daño, es mejor callar.
And instead of becoming thinking, just give a smile. And the other person is not, you get frustrated, or you say, oh, wow, this fellow is saying, something different. Then it will be automatically, he also not become angry.
Entonces la otra persona también va a considerar que su interlocutor pues no es una mala persona, entonces tampoco se va a
But it's not so easy. It's when somebody says something, let's say, either harsh words or something very unpleasant, he immediately makes you react, right?
No es fácil
en
realidad cuando alguien te
yeah. I don't understand, but sometimes many parts of the world, it's not so easy to control.
Y que no es fácil para alguien que está disfrutando y está prefiriendo para algún lenguaje duro, pues no es fácil.
Pero one good thing is saying that people seem very happy. I don't know if it's well.
Si no constata que en España la gente es muy feliz.
They have this group happiness program is visible in anywhere, in Madrid, in Barcelona, so everybody was happy.
Everybody's happy.
But it's happiness is a good sign to So instead of becoming angry, it's better always to be a little smile. You can smile to others, to anyone. So this way we can control the anger. So the spirit of the mind and the spirit of the world. And the third thing is called the discipline of the body. And how to discipline the body? So this also connects with the diet. So because this body is very much connected with the diet, the food that we take. If you take very passionate food, generally you become angry.
El alimento que tomamos, si tomamos un alimento que no sea adecuado, pues nos va a crear las cosas.
So therefore, it is good to think about this very carefully, because the food that we take has a lot of influence on our both the mind as well as in our body.
Un punto muy importante que tenemos que considerar que el alimento que tomamos tiene una influencia decisiva tanto en nuestro cuerpo como en nuestra mente.
So after the recommend that we should take food in such a way that food will be very conducive to our spiritual culture.
Por esa razón que las escrituras señalan que el alimento que tomamos debe ser un alimento que sea que nos conduzca, que nos lleve a la vida espiritual. Que nos facilite.
So therefore we have to think about this, saying the pastor says to become vegetarian is a very central a part of the human form of life. Because that way we are not, let's say, giving trouble to any innocent living being. So that's one aspect, let's say, discipline of the food that is.
Es uno de los aspectos de la disciplina del cuerpo a la hora de tomar alimentos.
In fact, all our temples, in our Hare temples, so we are all strict vegetarian.
Es una razón que en todos nuestros centros, en nuestros centros, que somos estrictamente vegetarianos.
Yesterday I said something like, also, even in the vegetarian, the pastor said that it is good to, among the vegetarians, among the vegetables, there are some, vegetables which are also not so conducive.
Eso también según las escrituras, en el mismo capítulo de las hortalizas hay algunos que no son muy propicios.
Like, say, for example, the mushrooms. I don't know what you call mushrooms.
Por ejemplo, las setas, las setas.
Yeah, mushrooms are not regarded as a very useful for practicing spiritual life.
Las cosas no son muy apropiadas, son muy adecuadas para las personas que viven una vida espiritual.
Because it has some influence on the brain.
Tiene una influencia en el cerebro.
Or if one gets mushroom, one is liable to sleep more than is required.
Uno come setas, el señor tendencia a dormir más de lo necesario.
So these mushrooms and some of these things induce sleep. Sleep.
Isn't
that sleep?
Yes.
Yeah. So in other words, some food which make you very lazy.
Hay cierto tipo de alimento que te hace a una mala tendencia a la pereza.
So therefore, the food we should avoid. That's what Pastor says, that we should stop, not sexual things.
Por esa razón que la Pastor recomienda que este tipo de alimento no se come.
And some food like this diet makes you very easily angry.
Y hay otro tipo de alimento, como por ejemplo la dieta carnívora, que es un tipo de muy...
But it's high protein, it's very high protein, this diet, called the protein intoxication. There is a intoxication from protein molecules, so that makes you angry very easily. So these are, you know, if we contemplate them carefully, actually they are not very, very difficult to do, very simple. Rather, but he should say, they say, Pastor says that the foods which are very conducive for spiritual practice must be very juicy, like it, among the vegetables, very juicy vegetables and a fruit. Like I saw this morning, there is some melon that I found out this morning.
Yeah.
Very juicy, very, I thought this, this is a spiritual, very enlightening.
Pastor
says, you can tell that our type of food is the same. Sarum, very juicy vegetables, and which are very soft and juicy, and like milk products, and very nice vegetables.
Este capítulo de alimentos que están propicios para la vida espiritual entre los alimentos que son muy jugosos y evidentemente la leche, los lácteos.
So these are called the food in the mode of goodness.
Estos tipos de alimentos son los alimentos que están en la modalidad de la bondad, que son sádicos.
And there are three qualities called the sattvic, rajasic, and the tamasic. Sattvic means saying, the food, by taking that, we become a very spiritual, very
enlightened.
Rajasic means, by taking that type of food, one becomes very passionate, very, sometimes easily angry, or wants to do something very, very, like falling from the sky, and you want to break your leg, and so this is called the passionate food, and the other one is called the tamasic. Tamasic means by taking the food, you become very lazy, and you just want only to sleep and sleep and sleep, and don't want to work hard, and so this is called the so these things are there in the world. I saw in New York City that there was one street that where very young people about in their left, let's say, chin or early 20s, they all look like very old because they are all alcoholics.
Yo lo he visto en las calles de New York, jóvenes que eran apenas adolescentes, no tenían experiencia, que ya parecían viejos debido a la hábito que tenían de beber, que era el policial.
So when I went for the first time in the United States, one friend took me to the street in New York City, and I was surprised that so many young people, they look like very old, and so they died from this alcoholic. So in real, therefore, spiritual life, so we try to individually, all of us, to try to be free from all these unwanted food, I don't know, the heavy unwanted association, and try to come to the better, form of,
culture
of life. So our temples, by the blessings of Prabhupada, such that we cultivate these things, And we, although we may not have all the good qualities at the beginning, but by associating here, by coming here, by working here, and so we all become qualified to enter into the spiritual world.
Entonces, con la misericordia propia, todos nuestros centros están destinados con esta finalidad, que la gente pueda venir y pueda solicitarse de verdad por
Cristo. So, in this way, I am very thankful that you could all come and associate with the culture and the practice since a while, so that the human form of life will be very meaningful in this life.
Ahora se está muy agradecido por las personas que han venido y que de alguna forma están aportando algo de esfuerzo para cambiar sus vidas.
So, Maharaj in Swanche is a nice, nice place, nice city, and many, I think, wandering souls from all over the planet.
Maharaj is a city muy lindo y en el que se encuentran muchas almas errantes que vienen aquí.
So, I think, it's a, there's a very nice potential to attract many people and it will be a very important contribution for the
community.
But we are all from this Malaga area, it seems to me that the temple needs a little bit of space. We need to go and
el templo se nos está quedando ya pequeño.
And then you can, you know, other necessities. So not only in a, this is a large cultural and educational center. So the few points that I just spoke, these are all educational materials. It cannot be just spoken in, you know, there's only, but there has to be some kind of serious classes.
Y estas virtudes de las que hemos hablado apenas que hemos iniciado sus principios, sus conceptos, pero en realidad son temas que hay que desarrollar.
In the cultural part, we have a room. Say, for example, a multi, let's say, purpose auditorium. We need to have some kind of auditorium where we have cultural programs of dance, music, and all Krishna concerts, this program, and the classes. I think that way you need a room facility for that.
Deberíamos llegar a construir un auditorio en el que se desarrollaran programas culturales, bailes.
And then we have say one or two nice guest houses that will be the villa, some kind of a whatever when people come, whether they can stay for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, we start some finances for them.
Facilidades para poder albergar a la gente que deseen venir y estar con nosotros como parte de
nuestro. For the students, they can come and study some of the cultural lessons.
También los que tienen tendencia al estudio pueden venir y estudiar.
This is a position, and I mentioned it could become, I think you have been a plan, this will be done, to do all the things, and then there will be rapid progress in expanding the community involvement. So everyone can help to make that happen, because this is your temple, this is your center, and they can say, you can influence your friends and community all over Malaga, and then there will be beautiful spiritual and educational centers in Malaga.
Se hace una llamada, una invitación a todas las personas que quieran y deseen colaborar.
Many sadhus will come from all over the planet.
Entonces, de esta forma, muchas personas santas vendrán de todos los planetas.
Sadhus will be a wonderful Prabhupada, will be very happy, and all of us will be very happy.
De esta forma, Prabhupada se sentirá muy feliz y nosotros también.
It's a very nice place. This, when I was in Barcelona, we went to this monastery.
The lugar es muy hermoso, Montserrat.
Montserrat. I was very impressed. They had monks, about 90 monks there. They had their beautiful guest houses, and cultural hall, restaurant, and cafeteria. And they had so much luck in Maharani coming, because I saw, we say, well, they regarded as very rich. This this one trip line, they say they had a slip, you know, this, what is that, for selling items, for, what is that called?
Boutique
shop. And then they had this hall for conferences, and many people come from, and those who come, they also participate in their spiritual program. 5 o'clock chanting. And they have about 6 or 7 times he's chanting every day at the monks, the classes, and so similarly, as a this is Krishna Vidya, it's very nice. When I came here last time, about several years ago, but now it looks nicer, so it's improving. So. So, when we come next time, we're going to see more improvement. So, please help everyone to help the local, friends. So, I think that would be a wonderful contribution to the world for bringing world peace.
De esta forma habrá una participación importante para la constitución, para lograr la paz mundial en el mundo.
So, well, now it is 8:15, maybe I should stop here, and the Arshi inside is going on. And so, if you have any questions, if you can take it after that, because we'll do the question here, because outside is nice, and inside is because the temple is already small, so we can expand the temple to this. I think this the extension and then we'll start the purpose. And then so any questions?
Ya. 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 La pregunta que cómo pueden mantener la actitud pacífica a partir de antes personas y situaciones en el mundo que son violentas, que realmente no merecen.
As I say, we live in the society, so we are all interconnected. We are all. We cannot keep isolated, the world is very small today. What happens here goes immediately to America or to other parts of the world. By internet, by information technology, all this scientific Kali Yuga advancement. So when you are growing yourself, that affects others. So therefore, we have to, everyone has to be connected. So for that reason, it's a common background, how to become a civilized, gentle, and very responsible person. If someone is very crazy, you just put him in jail, that's all. Right then we'll give him a nice food in jail, and but let him stay there, and but not disturb others. But that's the agreement from all the whole community, so that because of this, so we put him there, and so that let him stay there for life, let him be happy, sleep, and eat, and study once more. And you are safe. They do not come out and they do
Yeah, you can't in the
Yeah,
también es especial que para que les interese la pregunta es que cómo ver que se puede llevar a cabo dentro de nuestro movimiento.
So this the reality in the society is I think to start to everyone. They it is true that even the scientists today they cannot remain quiet and isolated because they are also affected. When the bomb explodes in there, they also die. In the New York, 9/11, there were some scientists who were working there. I know there's some friends of mine in Colorado, he died because of that terrorist attack. The scientists, very important company. In other words, this is spiritual transformation. That means to, let's say, improve or to correct when somebody is doing something wrong. So in order to bring him or her out to a proper standard of life, so therefore such people have to be very carefully transformed in such a way that they become good citizens of the society.
Pues la única forma de corregir el contexto social es a través de una transformación espiritual a nivel individual y a nivel social.
From the physical, let's say, social life, in the areas, in the very culture called the Sanahasin system. So this is a varna, and there are four varnas and the four asanas. So it is true that this is very scientific, the scientific, cultural and social life. But the substance is, in every varna, in every ashrama, that everyone is taught how to develop And the whole world today, the scientific community of the world, they are also studying all the scientific, let's say, study of the spiritual transformation. So this means if someone has some kind of a bad association or there's some kind of a example, so by association or by, let's say, changing the diet and by changing the association and by changing the type of work he or she is doing, so that way one can be
improved
in his or her life. And this is possible. This is many are happening. This is like somebody was alcoholic some time ago, but all of a sudden, after some time, then he become, you know, free from alcoholic, and they become very integrated in the society, become very responsible person.
Ocurre en la vida normal que una persona que ha tenido hábitos viciosos, una alcohólica persona.
Like children was a drug addict. Was like in, I saw in Barcelona, there were so many young boys, and they become drug addicts in Barcelona. I saw in front of me, was about two police men, you know, and from my room I could see, you know, there was this little land, and I saw one, you know, one young boy, and he was caught by this. Two policemen. Now, the police didn't see me, but I saw them from my room because I saw what they're doing. These young boys and girls, they can also be, let's say, transformed by proper training and also by taking care of them with some love and affection and scientific knowledge, so that way the children will become civilized, let's say, people.
esta gente joven que de alguna forma se han degradado aquí, pero también pueden ser regenerados a que les tratan con cariño, con afecto, y se les dan los medios para que se les tratan.
So this is called the scientific study of a spiritual transformation. This research is going on in many parts of the world today. Because we recognize that unless we have some is a cultural development of this final qualities of life, then it's not so easy to become worthy to bring.
Entonces hay mucha gente que está de acuerdo en este punto, que es fundamental que al menos se haya una transformación espiritual, que se haya un cultivo de virtudes y de cualidades que la gente de la no podrá nunca, no podrá nunca.
So it is possible to introduce this called Panasana system that we have in every culture, that it should be applied in every culture of the world, and it will be very scientific. How to bring, how to have a good time, how to have a good thing. Child born in the family. So these are all the Indian Panasana systems.
Lo que tenemos que hacer es mostrar al mundo entero que el sistema que nosotros propugnamos es aplicable, es científico y que se puede llevar a cabo en el mundo.
But nowadays, many parents say, well, my son doesn't follow what we say. He's very independent, he's very sometimes angry, so we can't tell him anything. Many parents are like that, right? But after all, these are your children. So, but if the child is from the beginning, from the point of conception, the parents are spiritually, cultivating spiritual knowledge, then definitely a good child, son or daughter, will come in the family. And so you don't have to struggle for the child of the birth, whether he or she is not obedient, but it is a very wonderful child, but that requires some discipline. So the parents actually have to be trained before we get married, that we have to develop ourselves to become a better parent. That you get good children. But after birth, if you start training and it's already difficult to train and give all the blame to the children, that is also not right.
Incluso después de que el niño nacido se le ha intentado impulsar principios éticos que influyen su suerte, tampoco hay que echar toda la responsabilidad sobre el niño.
So in the Vedic culture, Panasana system, if it is cultivated properly, even in the modern times it is possible, and then we'll have the whole world will be populated with very good children, good citizens.
Yes, si ponemos en práctica, si aplicamos nuestros principios éticos al mundo actual, podremos ver que el mundo entero se va a convertir.
And we won't see any terrorists. No terrorists.
No va a ser terrorista.
Everyone will be fine, same thing.
El mundo va a ser una persona.
Ideally, it is possible.
Ideal, no hay ningún problema.
So therefore, but we have to all work together, sincerely.
Tenemos que trabajar juntos.
That's a good question. You see, the scientists have to develop this spiritual culture. So that, in a way, so indirectly they are doing that. That's one good thing that we see in the society today, that many scientists are looking for God. For example, this happened after the 9/11. So previously, you know, I explained this, that many scientists are not interested in God, in looking and searching about God. But today, they become very interested.
La misión de los científicos es también la de propagar la espiritual. Es una tendencia que ha surgido también a raíz de la incidencia de los conocimientos.
So, yeah, it is a good question that how do we know that what is right? They may be happy for certain things, but how do we know is it right thing or not, right? That was the question.
La pregunta es que uno se puede sentir feliz ante cosas que producen sufrimiento, entonces ¿cómo pueden entender que son de Dios o cómo pueden tirar la
vida? So this is standard of judgment, whether it's right or wrong. So that ethical judgment, from our viewpoint, it comes from the scriptures, from the divine the principles of what is good and what is bad, just like Jesus said, are the 26 qualities of the spiritual life. So that like they to be free from all finding, that they to be gaya, to be compassion, and then satyam, one must be truthful, and one must be shanti, one must be peaceful, and then within oneself. So these are some of the qualities that will be developed.
Pero para llegar a entender lo que debe hacer, lo que debe hacer, lo que es correcto y incorrecto, lo podemos encontrar siempre en las escrituras. Las escrituras son las que nos dicen. Marta, me parece.
So today, one very important thing is that the scientific study of God has become very interesting subject matter. And among the prominent scientists, there are not ordinary scientists, but there are very important scientists. So this has become very important focus point.
Hay un punto primordial importantísimo que está teniendo lugar hoy en día, que es que los científicos están mostrando un interés por llegar a un acercamiento, un estudio científico de la existencia de Dios.
They're also interested in finding the truth, called the reality, the ultimate reality, or the ultimate, let's say, chain of understanding. What is this universe and what is life, the human life? That is again a very important question.
This is los más eminentes científicos están muy interesados para llegar a entender cuál es la realidad suprema, la realidad más elevada.
And the Krishna consciousness, in our Krishna consciousness, we see all the things.
Y en la conciencia de Krishna tenemos respuesta para todo.
So, when one, like, including the scientists, like, they begin to follow is some of the basic and the fundamental preparations of life. Say, for example, you know, freeing from, let's say, you know, this is tamasic and a rajasic type of activities.
But good news is that
all these important scientists who did not do this thing, say about 5 years ago or even more than 5 years ago, but they are all, most of them are coming to study and willing to have dialogue and willing to improve their also willing to participate. So this is a very good sign. The first time in the history of God as a scientific culture.
La mejor noticia que les puedo dar es que en la comunidad científica existe hoy en día cosas que no existían hace unos años, o sea, marcada tendencia por parte de los científicos a buscar en la vida espiritual, incluso quieren participar, están siempre ávidos de que se les hable, de que se les haga.
So we hope that in this century, in the 21st century, I think we will be hearing more and more about this. Just like the magazine, I just saw in the internet, somebody sent me today, and how Stephen Hawking is saying about life, about this, you know, this universe, about, he's not a biologist, but he's a cosmologist, talking about life and, you know, what is the, and what is, how things are happening, and then so many are, you know, just doing, you know, speaking all the things, generally they don't speak these things about 5 years ago.
Es algo que está en el aire en la comunidad científica y que no existía hace unos años, entonces los mismos científicos, también los Stephen Hawking, al hablar de conceptos cosmológicos, pues quieren profundizar en la...
These are very vocal scientists, and also people, you know, think that they are some kind of, they are some kind of a genius, that they have some kind of a very, you know, interesting thoughts, so people listen to them.
La comunidad científica son considerados como genios, son considerados como ídolos, ¿no? Como señores. Entonces la gente, la idea es que los procesos se les puedan. Yo puedo decir
que discuss this in our center, and the temple is wonderful, but along in the temple, we should have some facility for just a, you know, hall, like the auditorium. Or we can discuss very serious things like this, because this is a very serious matter that we are asking. And similarly, some, you know, cultural, like the facilities, where we do all the things. So this, when these things are set up properly, this should be a center for the cultivation of knowledge, and for discussion of many important things, because we cannot be just isolated from it. Everything has to be, you know, dealt with within the that spiritual culture.
Maharaj is proponiendo que en nuestros centros, además de las prácticas tradicionales espirituales que llevamos a cabo, debería haber un lugar, debería haber un contexto, un foro, para que todo tipo de este tipo de discusiones tuvieran lugar.
Like Mount Sarah, that I mentioned. I was impressed with that, although I was when I spoke to them, with the monks, they were very sincere, very serious.
Dice, tuvo la ocasión de entrevistarse con los monjes de Montserrat y pudo apreciar que son gente muy, muy abiertos.
Also, they have all the facilities. You want to go there for 10 days, 1 month, 3 months, study, you know, that facility is there.
Y están abiertos a todo el mundo y si alguien quiere ir allí a estar con ellos, pueden estar.
So, similarly, hopefully our this Malaga Center will become something very dynamic and very, you know, both culturally and scientifically and spiritually and educationally and socially will be a dynamic
center.
And very many will come. That is, like, students will come by the thousands from the
planet.
Quisiera preguntarle por qué personas de sus características, de su elevada posición, es un maestro, ¿por qué están tan poco tiempo en los sitios?
Yeah, when there are many programs, they will stay longer. Yeah, so I think we should do a little kirtan. We all stand up and we will chant around the
Prabhupada.
Now it is a little cool. And after that, there will be quite a huge amount of karma. So, is this okay? I don't know what is the regular normal program.
It's okay.
So I'm leaving tomorrow for Rome, because I'm conducting a conference called Life and its Origin in Rome. And this Mount Sarat monk, they say some of them will be likely, would like to come to Rome for this conference. And some of you also can come, because Rome is not very far. This is November 12 to
14.
Yeah, the Vatican, you know, the Vatican, one of the official representatives from Vatican, one doctor, he'll be official participant from the Vatican. So I'm slightly connected with the Vatican. I like the Vatican. I have some friends there, some cardinals, and I showed a post about 3 years ago. It was very nice. I was very pleased. Very welcoming. So I'm somewhat connected with some of the leaders there. And then the universities at Perugia, you know, this Perugia, which is near Venice. This is some of the oldest universities in the Lata Pianza. These are some of the important universities. So many scholars and the priests are involved in this conference. This conference is
también científicos y profesores de la Universidad de Perugia, que es una de las más antiguas universidades de Italia, que van a asistir a esta conferencia.
So we have language, multiple languages, like let's see, Spanish, and then French, and Italian, English.
Three languages,
So there will be any problem. It is being held in a hall called the Proto Monteca. Yeah, called the Proto Monteca Hall. This is a very prestigious hall in the heart of Rome, not far from the Vatican. And here is the annual function for the World Peace Nobel Laureate. Every year they have this Peace Summit, Nobel Peace Summit.
Invece la conferenza va a stare nel lugare in un centro che si chiama Promototeca, che sta cerca del Coliseo. E in questo centro tiene lugar la pubblicazione annuale del premio Nobel della Pace.
Yeah, so this year also, say about 45 to 50 Nobel laureates will come, six Nobel laureates. And just after that, my program starts. The program is November 9 to 11, and my program starts
November 12th.
The mayor of Rome is not charging anything, free. So the mayor of Rome has provided a free auditorium for because some very interested in this program.
El alcalde de Roma ha cedido gratis el auditorio para tener este programa.
So please come and then we'll have a nice program. So November 12th to 14th.
November.
Yeah, this November.
November.
Yeah. So we pray that in this beautiful planet called Malaga, by the blessings of Roman Prabhupada and Sri Padmanabhan, everybody remains happy and strong and
spiritually, I have it. Okay, so thank you for the blessings of Prabhupada, all the persons who are present, and good health and good
health. Jai Gurumalatri Prabhupada ki. Jai Sri Gauranitai ki. Jai Gaura Bhaktabindu ki. Jai Gaura Premanandi. So church will all stand up and do the kirtan for 5 minutes.